There you are, my glamorous mortal. Look at you. Your sleepy face is absolutely adorable. The way your chest rises and falls. The little twitches you make ever so often. The sounds of those cute little snores. You are just too precious. Pumpkin, to think that this isn't even my first time being in your house, standing over you like this. It's not too often that I visit the Earth Realm, let alone have a reason for visiting constantly. But there is something about you that just fills me with this sense of pleasure, excitement, and joy. My goodness, even from a distance, your presence is overwhelming. I can just feel my heart racing with every second. It's as if I'm standing in front of the gate guardian. Even if such a bright light were to rob me of my sight, I'll continue to stare. Stare at this absolute beauty. That is a mortal human. With every step I take, I feel more and more drawn to you, Pumpkin. How is it that I can feel such a strong attraction to you? Out of every human that resides in a living realm, the only one I admire the most is you. My goodness, I'm so close. Your features are just so refined and divine. The moonlight shines with your radiance, and your scent is exhilarating. I can see why the sleep paralysis demons get such a kick out of this. Your hair is so smooth and soft to touch, just as expected. Shh, no human, don't stir yourself awake. Let me just continue to run my fingers through your silky, smooth hair. I bet that feels good, doesn't it, human? To have such a supernatural creature, such as myself, massaging your scalp with my devilish fingers. There you go, twitching again. It's so cute. I wonder what you're dreaming about this time. I hope that it's me, even though I doubt it. It's fascinating how the subconscious mind dances in a field of fantasy and wonder. If only I could be part of your dreams. A part of your subconscious, a part of you, and your world. I can fill your mind with such enchanting pleasures, protect you from horrifying nightmares, and make your fantasies a reality. I wonder if this is how a succubus and incubus feel whenever they indulge themselves using the human's deepest and darkest desires. But unlike them, this is not a job or a means to sustain substance. No, this is merely a desire. My desire. I desire and adore everything about you, pumpkin. Caressing your face like this feels amazing. Much like your hand. It's just too inviting not to touch. Normally, this would be the part where I plant a kiss on your cheek and leave. But I'm feeling extra clingy this time. Allow me, instead. Allow me to slide on top of you. Goodness. Getting a top-down view of your face is only proving my obsessions of you to be more justified. How can one not sit here and gush over a cute human such as yourself? Yes, I can see why this position is popular among seduction-driven demons. It makes me feel powerful and strong. But your cute face and adorable mannerisms are making me weak and powerless. Oh my. There you go again. Twitching and vocalizing like an adorable little pet. Beautiful. That's what you are, pumpkin. Beautiful. But not even the words out of my mouth can do you justice. Speaking of which, these lips of yours look appetizing. Perhaps I should help myself to a taste test. Just as I thought. Sweet and addicting. So the mortal finally awakes. No need to make such a fuss. I'm not here to hurt you. You have my trust. Your heart appears to be racing. I could stay on top of you, just like this, and fall asleep whilst listening to your harmonious rhythm. Oh no, dear. I am not a sleep paralysis demon. Even while I'm pinning you down, you are still capable of struggling. If I were that type of demon, you wouldn't be able to move a muscle. I am merely a demoness who's found a human I've been watching and doting over quite some time now. Yes, dear. This isn't the first time for me. I've been visiting just so I can observe and feel you as you sleep. This is the first time I stayed over to see you wake up. And may I say, you have such amazing eyes. The way those pupils dilate means that you're both terrified, yet excited to see an elegant demon laying on top of you and pinning you down. Goodness, were humans always this warm? I know us demons tend to feel like space heaters, but this is different. Pleasant, even. Nothing really. The only thing I want is you. Just you. No, dear. I'm not a succubus. I'm just a demon who's considerably more powerful than the average. Powerful enough to travel the living earth realm and hold you in my arms. No, silly, I'm not trapped here. I can go back and forth as many times as I wish. Which, excuse the language, is a blessing. Because that means I can get to come here and admire you. Because, dear, You're beautiful, perfect, cute, adorable, intoxicating, exhilarating, and many, many other things that words cannot do justice. This seems strange, doesn't it? How can a powerful demon like me be so obsessed with a cute mortal like you, Pumpkin? It's because you are my forbidden fruit. My hidden desire. No one else knows my existence. This can be our little secret. I promise you that no other person, creature or force, will dare lay a finger on you, let alone get close to you. I'll be your guardian, your fantasy, your everything. Shh, shh, no more talking. The night is still young, and having you under me like this is far too comfortable. I'm going to stay here and fall asleep for the rest of the night. We can speak more in the morning before I leave. There's no use struggling. You do not possess the strength to push me off. So just relax and allow me to be your blanket for tonight. Good night, Pumpkin. I love you.